Now, to do the sulphur trail then, the most effective method is inductively coupled plasma optical emission spectroscopy, so one of the atomic techniques. And the problems with this one are jarosite gets in the road. Jarosite is this mineral here, so it's an iron sulfate. And the problem with this is you'll think that you've got plenty of potential to generate sulfuric acid, but actually the sulfate's already there, it's already formed, and you're interpreting it as the potential to generate sulfate. This is a common mineral. Over at East Trinity, I'll show you some photos that we took in the early years of the East Trinity site, and there was a massive amount of jarosite over there when we first went there. The acid trail, a similar concept, is now focusing in on your sulfitic acidity. As before, we carry out an extract. The extract here gives you your total actual acidity using a potassium chloride extract. Then we do a total peroxide digest. And with that total peroxide digest, we figure out the amount of acidity. We then do the difference to calculate the total sulfitic acidity. So this will be the function of the prac that we're going to look at to focus in on the acid trail to figure out what type of acid sulfate soil we're looking at. For this one, the problem is if you've got large bits of shell, remember these soils form in estuarine conditions. It's quite easy to have lots of shells floating around. That's buffer capacity then, that's calcium carbonate. And if these are large pieces of shell, then in nature, they're not going to be effective as a buffer. They've got a very small amount of surface area to volume. But in the test, what we do is we grind a soil sample through a ball mill, and that turns it into tiny particles. And so as a result, there's a huge buffer capacity sitting there if you've got lots of soils ready to chew up all of that acid that's being released when you do the peroxide digest. So you need to look at your unprepped sample as well as your prepped sample to figure out if you're going to have big problems, and in that case you'd be well advised to ensure that you get rid of any shells before you actually go and determine the